In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 15, letter number 5575, Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 4th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yuzayim, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 22nd day of Sivan, in which you write that you have an idea to spend the month of Tishrei that is coming by the Rebbe. He wants to come and be with the Rebbe for Tishrei. But this is a person who is going to leave his wife in Eretz Yisrael, and he himself is going to come. I said Eretz Yisrael because that's what I assumed. I don't know that yet. Let's just see. But the Rebbe says, my view is already known. There must be several conditions for you to do that. Number one, it's understood, this must be with the full consent, full agreement of your wife, may she live. Your wife has to agree for you to leave and to be the month of Tishrei here. Number two, this should not squeeze you that you won't have money for matters of the home that are necessary. This won't take away or put you out too much because the trip is going to cost so much money that this will impact the necessary expenses that you have from your home. That's condition number two. And number three, you must consult with the administration those matters that you do when you, in your position, the position in holiness, so that through your travel, there would be nothing caused, there would be no damage, God forbid, to the matters that you're responsible for. So by your absence and not being able to do your work, there will be no impact, no negative impact on your things that you do. And number four, that this journey needs to also bring a benefit for the many, which means that when you return back home, you should be able to feel that this trip and the results are felt in your community by expanding the teaching of Hasidus about going in the directions of Hasidus and the customs. And only if all these conditions of the above are reality, then you should interest yourself in the journey. Wow, the Rebbe lays out very clearly what the conditions are that the Rebbe wants him if he wants to come to the Rebbe. First of all, your wife must agree. Second of all, it can't be too financially pressing to interfere. Third of all, cannot interfere with your work that you're doing in your in your obligations. Number four, there must be a benefit for the many, which means that you should be able to tell that something changed over here so that you can inspire and bring more people closer to Hasidus and following in its ways. Then you should interest yourself. And the Rebbe also says to him that for sure you're keeping the three classes that are equal for everybody that was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles for the previous Rebbe, and those are Chumash, Tillim, and Tanya that are known. The Rebbe ends with a blessing by the secretary. Okay. You know,